have to feel separation. But I will worship your deity here of golden Sita. She told that we are roaming here and there. After some time, Ravan will come and he will take you away to Lanka, and I will feel separation but a little. That is, in prem there are four sanyogs and four separations: Purvaraj, Man, Pravas, and Sudur Pravas. And after that meeting, becomes peak and peak. So, all these things I will test in Krishna Lila, so much in higher stage. But in this Lila, Sridhaji's Lila, there will be no march, no such a meeting, no Mahabhav, no other things, but yet there will be separation. So you and myself will realize something, separation. But real separation will be so when I will, by a waterman word, I will leave you forever for this life, and I will send Lakshman with you to give you in forest. Then you will feel so much separation. I will be in Raj Palace, but I will also feel separation. At that time, you will have a state of Valmiki. He will give consolation to you. And also two sons, Vav, Ag, and Kush, in your lap. So that your separation will be something lesser. But my separation will go up and up and high. So I will think how to pass my day without him. I have left outwardly but not inwardly. So how I will pass my time? Then I will give some inspiration in Vasishtha, and I will tell him that I want to do a Ashwamedh Yajna. Then he will tell that you cannot do an Ashwamedh Yajna without Sita, without wife. So you bring back Sita and you can do Ashwamedh Yajna. He told that I want to do Ashwamedh Yajna, but I will not bring Sita again. It will be against my principle, Marjada. All will tell that he has left Sita and again he is in the custody of control of his wife, and so he cannot leave, so I cannot leave. Then Vasishtha told that you should take any girl as your wife. Very beautiful, there are so many lakhs and lakhs girls, those who want to marry you. He told that I cannot do. I have only one Sita married. Then he told that you cannot do, but he insisted that I will have to do right creation. Let any management to be done. Then he told that you can make a golden Sita and with her you can do also the creation. Then he told that yes, and he managed a very beautiful sitting Sita in golden gold. And she was so resembling to Sita. But he was gold, she was gold, and she was a woman. But anyhow, he did pran pratishtha by Vasishtha, and she became Chinmaya, golden. Then he took Sita and he managed to arise to Yajna at the side of Gomti Nadi in Nanicharanta. And very great Ashwamedha Yajna was done there. All brothers and mothers and all others, Hanuman and Sugreev and all were called, and Yajna was going on. In the meantime, Valmiki was teaching love and food, his Ramayana. And they were at the age of 7 to 9, I'm not kidding. And very beautiful as Ram. Ram was at that time at the age of 11,000 years. Only some years were left lacking. His Liga was to be upright. So at that time, he was at the age of 11,000 years. But at the time, the same time, he was looking at the age of 16 only, very Kishore and pure. And Lokus were of 9 years or 8 years. They were in Pau Gonda, but they were also sitting in Kishore age. No? So, both are one, yes, greater than Lokus, but yet resembling more.
Similar.
Some difference of age.
Only. Years only.
But both sons, Lokus, were similar to Ram. Then, by the order of Lokus, Valmiki, they went to that fire yajna and began to sing first sarga. That is the first sarga. Ram called the wife in the midday, because in the morning yajna was dying, and midday some rest, and after that again yajna. So in this day, he called the two boys in his Raj Palace, Manetkin, and told the king that they went to sing so melodiously, and higher and upper, and so sweet, and they were also very beautiful. So everyone was charmed. Ram used to beat Lakshman, and especially Kausalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi also began to beat to hear all this. A pathetic scene was there. Ram was so moved that he told after finishing, when they finished this 10th sarga, and they were ready to return to Valmiki Ashram, Ram told Lakshmana that ask them what is the name of their father and where they live, and give them that in golden deeds so many jewels, golden coins, very good cloth and ornament. Lakshman went to them and told that all are so pleased. Ramchandra, the king, also pleased. He has ordered me to present these things, and he wanted to know, he wants to know your father's name and where you live, whereabouts. Lakshman told repeatedly these things, but they were silent, not answering. At least when he repeated, Lakshman repeated so many times, then he told that I thought that you are learned person and you are so wise, but now I am seeing that you have not read in epics, Vedas and Shastra, and you have not gone to your any Gurudev, because everyone knows that if anyone asks something to Brahmachari, he should not ask the name of his father and mother, and where yet he can work or anything. Only our Parichay, Parichay means whereabouts, is that we are the Shishya Valmiki. He should know only this, no father and mother Brahmachari. Lakshman was silent, and he was astonished that where he has got all this teaching. Then he told that you should take this presentation. He told that I did not this presentation. I have so many fruits in my ashram, Guru ashram. I have plantain cloth, I have everything there. I have put ashram to teach. I have been a king, I have books for reading, I have everything for myself. So I did not want anything about this dream to be kept to be Saran and easy. I have no use of all this. So seeing, hearing all these things, Lakshman became more and more astonished, and he came to Ram and told all these things.